A lovely bourrée by Handel here on Kansas Public Radio this morning. That was the Canadian Brass. Good morning. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here with me. I hope you're all doing really well. I've got some fun Mozart and even another bourrée coming up this hour. I hope you are having a great start to your morning. Be careful out there if you're on the roads. It seems like the crazies are out. I don't know what's going on, if it's the weather or... Whew. So, yeah, be careful. That's my advice. But I guess if you're listening to classical music, you're probably a really careful driver, and you're awesome. So having said that, let's take a listen to something really beautiful and classical, Mozart's Divertimento for violin, viola, and cello. Three instruments. It'll be really nice. This is the Grumio Trio. I hope you like it. Now on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Divertimento for violin, viola, and cello here on KPR with the Grumio Trio. I am Destiny. Glad you have been here with me this hour. And I've got one more little delight for you this hour before we move into next hour's music. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Info about KU research is at ku.edu. And another sponsor to thank here, the Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Woman in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. And food. I'm getting hungry, although it's not even close to lunchtime. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Mass Street Fish House, Morning Fog, and Latchkey Deli, whose generous donations helped to make our spring membership drive possible. Thank you. Morning Fog. Maybe that's why all the drivers were cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs on the road this morning. Okay. Here is some lovely music by Emmanuel Chabrier. It is his bourrée with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. We opened with a brass version this morning, and now we have an orchestral. Enjoy on KPR. Chabrier's bourrée here on KPR, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Quite different from Handel's bourrée that we opened with, indeed. I think it will get us in the spirit for next hour. We are taking a voyage to the moon together at the top of the next hour because in honor of the moon, you know, those astronauts and the Artemis, that's super exciting. I would love to go to the moon. Maybe I would find friends there. It's possible. You never know. By the way, Kansas Public Radio truly appreciates the support from members and sustainers like you because you really helped us out during our spring membership Hive Drive. We were so delighted to see the support from our listening community shine, especially during these uncertain times. Your support provides breaking news coverage, uplifting music, and heartwarming programming, as well as really bad jokes on my part, but I'm trying. If you didn't get a chance to donate, you still can. Please consider pledging online at kansaspublicradio.org. This is a station for you, and I love the fact that we have all of our local hosts. It's really a community endeavor here at the station, especially since 97% of our funding is because of you. So a big shout out and thank you from all of us here at Kansas Public Radio. All Things Considered is here for you, beginning weekdays at 3 p.m. with host Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ulsberg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or 785-843-TREE. It's about 10:01. I am looking out the window and it's partly sunny, partly cloudy, I suppose, glass half empty, glass half full. We're supposed to have some thunderstorms moving in this evening. We shall see. NPR News up next, and then we are off to the moon together on KPR.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. This is the second day of the ceasefire between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. It is shaky. Overnight, President Trump wrote online the U.S. would keep its military in place in the Mideast until the truce is fully observed. Gulf Arab nations are seeking to upgrade their...
It is a relay race. In fact, we have batons that we bought to symbolize physically that. We plan to hand them to the next crew, and every single thing that we do is with them in mind.
The crew is set to splash down in the Pacific Ocean late tomorrow afternoon. They'll return about 5 p.m. Pacific time off San Diego. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Offenbach's Voyage to the Moon overture here on KPR, the Philharmonia Orchestra, in honor of the Artemis astronauts and the moon voyage. And ooh, I've got something else from outer space this hour by Strauss. It's going to be really fun. So keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio with me. I am Destiny. Glad you're here with me. We're almost to 70 degrees. It's a little cloudy out there right now, but the sun tries to peek through here and there. I hope you're all doing really well today. It's Thursday, and oh, next hour I'll be in the live performance studio with some live music for you. We've got a good morning of music. Right now, a Haydn symphony, symphony number 103, and I'm going to try to let you guess the nickname while you listen. I'll give you a hint. This instrument was featured just at the end of that overture we heard, too. So I would say go with what seems obvious when you listen. This is Sir Charles Mackerras with the Orchestra of St. Luke's, Haydn symphony number 103, now on KPR. Any guesses on the nickname of that symphony, Haydn Symphony No. 103? Drum roll. Yes, it opened with a drum roll that was quite loud here on KPR. I hope it didn't blast your speakers out. See, classical music can rock. That was Sir Charles Mackerras with the Orchestra of St. Luke's. In honor of the Moon Odyssey, I've got a Space Odyssey coming up by Strauss in about 15 minutes. I'd like to thank some of our great supporters. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee. Your generous donations helped to make our spring membership drive possible, so thank you. And support for our music here on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods. Opening day is Saturday, April 11th, from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence. Details at lawrencefarmersmarket.org and the University of Kansas. Creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Info about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. How about a little potpourri here on KPR, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison? A little potpourri Mendelssohn. This is by Louis Spohr, and I've got the new Haydn Quartet of Budapest playing it for us. It's delightful on KPR. Potpourri Mendelssohn here on KPR, Louis Spohr. That was nice. The new Haydn Quartet. The new Haydn Quartet Budapest, actually, to be specific. Love it, indeed. We are about to head to outer space. We just heard some Mendelssohn music on Earth, but don't you worry. I like to mix things up a little bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting K-pop, Pollinator Palooza. Family-friendly activities with butterflies, bees, and origami insects, Sunday, April 19th, 1:30 to 3:30. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. And Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, Kansas, hosting the Flint Hills Festival, Saturday, May 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring live entertainment, vendors, children's activities, and more. Details at flinthillsdiscovery.org. All right, this is by Strauss, and it's wild. It's about a minute and a half. Enjoy on KPR. I bet you recognized that. Richard Strauss, A Space Odyssey Fanfare, 2001. That was actually by an orchestra that NASA discovered in outer space. Yes, a bunch of aliens all playing classical music, living a wonderfully happy life. I'm kidding. Although one can dream, one can dream. Maybe the aliens are all, I don't know, super fan. They obviously listen to Kansas Public Radio and tune in with their antennas. Hello. That actually was the Hungarian State Orchestra, conducted by Janos Sándor. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I've got one more hour of music for you. And here on Earth, we will be joined by the brilliant singer Stella Marcoux from KU and Ellen Summer on piano and even some trumpet, Aaron Rahm. It's going to be quite an opener to the hour. Well, I've got a little opener and then the live performance studio, so you don't want to miss it. It's going to be really lovely, and I am excited. I love that we have the live performance studio, and it's all because of you, dear listeners, who support the station. So many thanks from all of us at KPR.
NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you on KPR starting at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com. NPR News is coming up next, and then more music for you here on KPR. I am going to head over to the live performance studio for some live music. See you soon.
Instead, Anthropic is giving access to a group of more than 40 companies, from Google and Apple to cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. Anthropic says the model has already found thousands of vulnerabilities.
NPR Shannon Bond, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
A Suite for Harp here on KPR by Hovhannes. That was Yolanda Condonassis on harp. Gorgeous music to calm us down after that very exciting opera music that we heard from the live performance studio. Wow, that was so much fun. Thank you so much to Stella Marcoux from KU and Ellen Summer and also Aaron Rahm on trumpet, Ellen Summer on piano. That was great. Okay, I've got a suite of ancient airs and dances for us to listen to for the remainder of the hour. And then Jeff is in and he's got some dances by Frank Bridge and also Schumann's music for cello and piano. All right, Respighi, suite number one. We've got three movements here from Ancient Airs and Dances with Sir Neville Mariner and the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Suite number one, three movements from that here on KPR by Respighi, his suite number one of Ancient Airs and Dances. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me on this Thursday. It's been a fun morning. Jeff Watson is in this afternoon with music for you, and I'll be back tomorrow morning for Classics by Request. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. It is 12:01. NPR News is up next, and then more classical music here for you on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR.